Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, the last of the series of Voice of the Martyrs devotionals about North Korea. Now, it's not the last story of Chosun, but the last one that I'm getting out of this particular book called Extreme Devotion, which you can order from persecution.com, the Voice of the Martyrs. Look for the cross. The young Korean named Kik heard a villager say. Word spread to those who escaped from North Korea into China that they should look for a building with a cross. He finally found one, and with it, food and clothing. He also found a new relationship with Jesus Christ. The church members discipled Kik for 3 months, but Kik knew he must return to North Korea to tell others about Jesus. Kim and another young believer were given 5 Bibles and food for their journey. However, border guards captured them just after they made it across the river back into North Korea. The guards discovered the Bibles that Kik's friend was carrying. The guard then beat Kik's friend to death with an iron rod. Then they turned on Kik, but he managed to escape. After several months, he began to share Christ with others and started an underground church in North Korea. Before long, Kik realized he needed more Bibles for the rapidly growing number of believers. He remembered how his friend had given up his life trying to bring the Word of God back to their homeland. When Kik decided to return to China for more Bibles, the believers were very anxious for his safety. Kik remembered the advice given to him some time ago. He simply replied, "Just look to the cross." I want to thank you for your interest today in North Korea, and I ask you to visit us at chosunhouse.com, C-H-O-S-U-N-H-O-U-S-E, chosunhouse.com, for a large collection of blog posts like this, pictures, maps, facts, resources, and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, the land of the morning calm.